This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestion to submit it. Thank you for joining us for episode number 32 of Hustleberg. This episode is a Q&A episode focused on answering your questions about podcasting for your brand or your business. If you find yourself having more questions after this episode, please do feel free to ask them by going to beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestions. And I should be able to do a second episode if I have a couple more questions here in episode number 34 in 2 weeks. So before we get to the questions, I'm going to give you just a little bit of background on podcasting and kind of how it's come about. So it's been around for a while, serving as a way to democratize the audio medium for each of us. Whether we're talking about a show that's very niche and focused on the migration patterns and life cycles of penguins, or a show that serves as a place to perform long-form interviews with celebrities, all of these bypass the traditional audio medium of radio and radio stations. And if you're listening to Hustleberg, you probably know enough about podcasts to be able to find shows that you're interested in and how to listen to them when they publish. But if you're new to the idea of podcasts or podcasting or listening to these, or ended up here by clicking a link on Facebook or another social media platform, here's a bit of information to kind of bolster your podcast awareness. They really aren't that new. They actually reach back into the 1980s. But it was Apple's introduction of them to iTunes in 2005 to complement the music that they were putting out for the iPod that helped kickstart the beginning of their popularity. In fact, President George W. Bush was among the first podcasters, if you will, when the White House staff made available his weekly radio addresses on the White House website, whitehouse.gov. And soon after, you had traditional broadcast media jumping on board with newspapers, radio stations, and TV networks creating shows. And as a result, NPR is actually one of the most popular podcast publishers of all time. The weekly series This American Life has been going since 2006, and they are also the producers of the most downloaded podcast of all time, and that's a podcast called Serial. Now, the biggest hurdle for most people is answering the how do I listen question. Obviously, there are ways to publish directly to the web to listen on a phone or a computer through your web browser, but phone makers have made it really easy of late to just jump right into listening. Apple has made Apple Podcasts a separate app, and it has been a dominant force in the podcast game since it separated from iTunes last year. iTunes was the original major player, and Apple decided to take podcasting out of iTunes and make it separate. Google did something very similar with Google Podcasts last year as well, where they have created a Google Podcast app, so you're not having to go through the Google Play Music, which is actually shuttering later this year in 2020. They are keeping the Google Podcast app around. It started last year in 2019 as well. Now, with built-in apps for both of the major phone operating systems, getting started as a listener has never been easier. Now, with hopes of being a disruptor in the podcast game, Spotify has jumped into the podcast world with quite a splash. Recently, over the last year or two, they launched podcasts within their streaming app, but the moves that they've made have been to gobble up exclusive content from creators like Joe Rogan, whose podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, is one of the world's most popular podcasts. They also locked up an exclusivity deal with Michelle Obama, who recently launched her podcast in July of 2020. Additionally, Spotify also owns a podcast hosting platform. It's called Anchor, and they have a hand in all aspects of the podcast world. Now, there are plenty of other podcast players out there to match just about any tastes for layout, features, etc. Here, Beyond Your Side Hustle, we absolutely love the cross-platform CastBox player for listening to the shows, as I have both an iPhone and an Android, and that is a terrific player that works well for both. To answer the first question that we have, it comes from Steve, and he says, so how can creating and publishing a podcast help my business? Well, there are several ways that a podcast can help your brand or your business. And the first is that it gives you the ability to share your knowledge and expertise in a longer form setting by shedding a light on your business and giving insight in your industry. You have direct knowledge and expertise that only you can share about what it is that you do in the industry and specifically in your business. You are an expert in what you do, and this is an opportunity to share that expertise with people who are already interested in it. If you're one of the first in your industry to act, you'll also have the first mover advantage over others that may join the podcast space for your industry down the road. But even if you aren't the first, you have your unique perspective and an opportunity to differentiate yourself from other podcasts that may be out there. Now, by sharing this expertise on an audio platform, you can build a community around the show and your brand that you may not reach on the social media platforms, which generally rely on visual media. Many, myself included, listen to podcasts when we are occupying ourselves with other tasks. We are passively consuming audio while we're walking the dog or exercising, while we're driving, or even while we're working in a way that no other digital media can really be consumed because we are just listening and consuming that passively. Now, a podcast can also help your brand or business by creating connections to others in your industry and in your community. If you decide to bring guests on your show for an interview, you have the opportunity to reach out to your colleagues, to your vendors, and to your customers to discuss your area of expertise with an opportunity to add value for them, as well as the listening audience, as you discuss your industry and business. Even without guests, you can still share customer stories, you can talk about solutions that you've come to with vendors, you can insert funny anecdotes and other content that's going to showcase your expertise. You're also reaching people already interested in your industry and in your business with your show. This is going to act as a reminder of who you are and what you do. It's like a community of warm leads that you're fostering for your business. When you involve the listeners in the show, you'll also get the next way that a podcast can help your business by getting an insight into your community of customers and potential customers. Can you imagine being able to ask an engaged community what they want to know about your business or industry? This is like having a free focus group to bounce ideas off of, as well as engaging them to tell you how you can better serve them. And when you listen to them, you're able to gain insight in how they want you to serve. Is there a better insight into the minds of customers than an engaged community of the customers themselves? And finally, and this is actually going to be an answer to the next question, for a brand or business that's creating content around themselves, a podcast gives you long-form content that you can use as a pillar for a lot of other content you create. Now, I save this one for last because it actually answers the next listener question. And that question comes from Don, and he says, on social media and on earlier episodes of Hustleberg, you've mentioned podcasts can be a great way to create content for your brand or your business. Why is that? Well, by having something like a podcast that's going to serve as long-form pillar content for your brand, you achieve two really big things. The first is that you have a library of searchable content that stands out for people to find you. Notably, they will be looking for an expert to answer questions in your industry, and you are going to be that expert, as we discussed earlier. The second big thing that you're going to be able to do for your brand is from a content creation perspective around your brand. A podcast serves as a terrific way to reuse and repurpose content for other media by using the podcast to be sliced and diced and edited so that you can use it for other content without having to create even more content. For example, you can repurpose a 20-minute podcast episode into several other pieces of content. It can serve as 3 to 4 blog posts by transcribing or pre-writing your notes for audio for the specific subjects that you tackle, and you could post those blog posts on your website. And if you think about the time savings of simply having to edit your spoken word down to a blog post instead of having to write, rewrite, edit, and publish your new original written content into one. Also, while you're recording, you can utilize your laptop or smartphone camera to record video of your podcast episode to upload to YouTube to capture those who are interested in the visual as well as the audio of your podcast content, or to passively consume on their computer while they utilize other tabs in their browser. It's an easy way to share video content with minimal editing, only requiring a cut here and there and uploading to YouTube, and you can create a channel on the second largest search engine in the world, and it's going to be focused on your business. Having that second search engine working for you is going to be pretty handy considering that Google also owns YouTube. And you're going to be able to they're going to be able to index your video for Google searches as well. Additionally, you can take short video clips from your podcast to share to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and LinkedIn to promote your show, share highly valued video content, and share these smaller bits and smaller bites of your expertise with your community on those platforms. Incidentally, that content will drive your existing community toward the podcast. And for those that carry over, you're going to be able to deepen your already existing connections. So you're kind of feeding this cycle. You're going to have content for the podcast. You're going to have these video and audio clips. And we'll talk a little bit about the other things that you can repurpose. But you're going to be able to drive the content that you create for other media as well as the podcast without really having to do a whole lot of additional content creation. You're just going to be taking some of the things that you've already done and repurposing them. And it's not just the audio and video that you can repurpose into smaller pieces, as you can create, for example, quote memes for some of those social media platforms, as well as offering text excerpts from the body of your podcast to your community across all of the platforms. Now, that's going to create a ton of content from a single podcast episode without a whole lot of extra effort when you compare it to how much effort you would have to put in to create all of that additional content from scratch rather than being able to repurpose what you've already done. This is one of the ways that we are able to create so much around Beyond Your Side Hustle because we're creating articles, videos, we're using quotes, we're using microblogs from the larger pillar content that we create for the podcast. Soon, we're going to be shooting video that's going to be published directly on YouTube for each of the questions that we've answered thus far on the Q&A episodes, recording for video those answers that we draft for your questions going forward. So not only are we going to be catching up with some of the questions that we've already answered, but we're also going to be putting those out in the future. And that's going to make a significant difference in how we are able to reach out the content that we're able to create. And this is all going to be done from the single pillar podcast content that we're creating. So there is a ton of potential content that you can create from a single episode of your podcast. Our next question comes from Jessica, and she asks, should podcasts be audio only, or should they have video as well? I've seen success with both. Remember, you are creating content for your community, so consider their preferences first. How much value will you add by creating a video podcast? With the recent explosion of video conferencing software as a result of COVID, it's easier than ever to create a video podcast with Zoom or Microsoft Teams or Google Meet without having to leave the house. In fact, the St. Pete Open for Business chats that we did when Florida was under the Safer at Home orders were all done via Zoom. It automatically created an audio and a video file of the conversation, so we were able to upload those videos with minimal editing to YouTube. We saved the audio file for use in the bonus episodes that we did that were the St. Pete Open for Business chats audio, and so we were able to create a significant amount of content from those that were podcast specific. Even when you do an in-person interview or conversation, the quality of the video recording from your smartphone is absolutely amazing, tremendously high quality, and it's really going to only require that you use a tripod to capture video of the podcast that you're already recording the audio for. Obviously, you'll have to edit the higher quality audio recording from your podcast setup into the video, but that's really not a huge pain with iMovie or Windows Movie Maker, and I'm sure there are plenty of other free video editors out there that will allow you to do it. In fact, it might make sense to invest in a microphone that your phone can use for the audio that you could just remove that step entirely so you have a good, high quality audio for a video podcast that you create. So here are some of the things that I would say that you should consider to determine whether or not you want to include video for your podcast, if your podcast is going to be audio only or if it's going to have a video component as well. First and foremost, will your community find added value by having video included? They are the ones you're creating the podcast for, so their reception of it is paramount. If they're going to find value, if that added value is going to be worth it, record the video if it's within your ability to create a quality output. The next thing that I would consider is, will you be able to easily record video and repurpose that video for other forms of content? Like we talked about earlier in the episode where we were talking about using the podcast as a pillar of plenty of content creation. We talked about that earlier in this episode. So if you're going to be able to easily record it and repurpose the video, absolutely. Record it knowing that you have that extra content available to you. It doesn't all have to come out at the same time. In fact, it's probably better if you stagger the audio versus the video. One of the other things to consider is how much time and effort are you wanting to put into recording? It can really be as simple or as difficult as you make it. And you're not going to want to make it so difficult that recording an episode gets in the way of doing business. And the final consideration is knowing your technological limits and the limits of those on your team. If it's going to be beyond your depth, there's no reason to record video if you can't shoot, edit, and upload the content. You are in your business. You are not in the video production business. So again, don't let this get in the way of operating your business. And the final question that we have for this episode comes from Rachel, and she asks, what equipment should I use? I'm really not a technophile. What program should I use to edit? Basically, how do I get started? Well, Rachel, the easy answer is, initially, you're going to want to do this as cheaply as possible. You are not in the business of podcasting. You're starting a podcast to complement and highlight your brand or business. So the investment shouldn't be to build a podcast studio for the effort. I will tell you that you will probably need a microphone, and there are plenty of good quality mics on Amazon. Since we started to record the Hustleberg interviews remotely, I use a USB powered mic made by Tonor, T-O-N-O-R, and I've been using those for the interviews since episode 27 with Green Book Tampa Bay. It was very inexpensive on Amazon. It plugs right into the USB. I like the quality of audio that it produces. It even comes with a stand and a screen to help keep your peas from popping and wind noise from distracting your listeners. Now, for in-person interviews and the Q&A episodes, I actually use something called a Zoom H2N recorder. It's easy to use. It's very compact, easy to carry. It's high quality. It uses an SD card to easily transfer the audio to my Mac so that it can be edited. It's a little bit more expensive than what we were talking about with the Tonor USB-powered mic. The Zoom runs about $170 online. And it has way more features than I use currently, but I can certainly see using some of those in the future. I actually have a friend who has a wildly successful podcast that he runs through a four-channel soundboard and then runs it into his Zoom H2N as a line in. But to be honest, you may not even need a microphone. When you take a look at your smartphone's audio recording app, that may be sufficient for your podcast, at least in the early stages. These days, our phone calls sound pretty good, and they would use the exact same microphone that your phone already uses, so that is certainly a possibility. And depending on who you choose to host your podcast, they may even have an app that allows you to record directly from your smartphone. Our podcast host, Podbean, offers the ability to not only record directly from your phone to the app to publish an episode of the podcast, they also offer a live streaming capability as well. The next thing to consider is how you're going to edit audio on your computer. Obviously, if you have a microphone, you're going to want to run it into your computer, or you're going to want to run it like I do from the Zoom on an SD card. But you're probably going to need some audio editing software. The good news is there are a lot of options that are out there that are free. Audacity is probably the most prominent solution that people know the most about, but there are other options. But that's the first one that comes to mind. We actually use one called OSEN Audio. It's built on a specific framework, the OSEN framework. It's OCENAUDIO, OSEN Audio. And it is another free cross-platform option, whether you have a Mac, whether you have Windows, that's going to work for you. But it is actually what we use to edit the audio for Hustleberg on my Mac. Finally, you're going to need a host for your podcast. As I noted earlier, we use Podbean. I also mentioned at the beginning of the episode that Spotify owns a podcast hosting server called Anchor, which offers a free hosting platform that looks pretty substantial when you compare it to what some of the other free hosts offer. But there are a lot out there. Everyone has their preferences. There are folks that like to use Libsyn, Fireside. There are a whole lot more. Your choice is really going to come down to preference, cost, and ease of use. I do see a lot of value in using Anchor, especially early on, and I'm actually considering when it comes time to renew with Podbean, that may actually be a decision that I investigate about moving over to Anchor. But like I said, when you're starting out, there's no need to spend a ton of money. In fact, you could just start a podcast on Anchor. That would be free hosting. You would be able to use your smartphone, which you already have for other aspects of your business. You'd be able to record, and there are actually some pretty decent audio editing apps available to you for free. But the most important thing to remember about a podcast is that you should be focusing on the content that you're creating for your community far more than anything you do to dress it up. There's no need to overthink or wait until you have this piece of equipment or that editing software. So long as the content is adding value and the audio isn't completely terrible, you'll be able to connect without wasting a whole bunch of time and money on the wrapping paper. Instead, you can focus on the gift inside, and that's the content you're creating for your community. You did it. You just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, we're helping you reach ideal engagement on any social media platform in a 3-week training available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. See how you can change your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small that you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, he released a mixtape entitled Quentin Quarantino about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.